Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. Pastor Lenny saying, once again, thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. I love you all very much. Thank you for all you do. Your words of encouragement, your text messages, your emails, your phone calls, your financial support. You are an amazing blessing. And I thank God for you always. Before we go on, today's a pretty powerful day, pretty important day in Washington, D.C. Probably going to be well over a million people in support of President Donald Trump. Congress is going to be meeting. Votes are going to be looked at. It's going to be a pretty powerful and important day. So join with me in prayer for our nation, okay? Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that we know in Christ and through Christ, we are the victors. We thank you for this nation you've caused us to be citizens of, where we enjoy certain freedoms, many which the world just doesn't have. Freedom to serve and freedom to worship you. Freedom to speak our and voice our opinions, and many more freedoms. Right now, Lord, we are praying for wisdom for those that are leading this nation in the halls of Congress, wisdom for our president, that truth would prevail, that truth would win, that evil would be crushed. We use our authority. And we use the name of Jesus. We pray in his name. And we thank you that this country will remain a free country and one nation under God. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So, as we continue, we're going to be finishing out chapter 1. And again, Paul is addressing the Philippian church, and he's at a portion of scripture where he's encouraging them through his own situation. And he's encouraging them to know that situations do not determine our joy. We could remain victorious and the victors no matter what situation we find ourselves in. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to touch on this again tonight. Remember, I told you, Wednesday night Bible study. You're not going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to miss it. Jesus said, in this world, we will have tribulation. Count on it. We will have it. It's still a fallen world. There are still fallen mindsets. There are still fallen belief systems. You know, Satan, his minions, they still roam. They still roam. They're powerless over us, but they still roam. And they still have an influence over dark mindsets, darkened mindsets, mindsets that have not seen the light of Christ. So because of that, evil is going to be in the world. It's going to be in the world. Count on it. In this world, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yes, we are overcomers. In the midst of it, in it, we're overcomers. And Paul, he's given this, I mean, he's living this out right in front of them. He's a prisoner. He's imprisoned. He's under 24/7 watch, lock and key. He's not free to go to Rome as he come and go as he pleases. He's in jail. He's in prison. But yet he's given great encouragement. He's given awesome encouragement. The enemy mindset cannot touch us, cannot defeat us if we're living in our new renewed mindsets and belief systems, which align us with the power of Christ that is within us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead on that third day. It's in us. And as we align our soul to the facts and to the truths of new creation realities, we are going to experience joyful, victorious living, fueled by our inner man, fueled by our inner man. It's designed to be just like Jesus Christ, fueled by the power that's within us, that resides within us, the grace that resides within us. So Paul's continuing in this message, in this encouraging, and we'll pick up with verse 25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. You know, Paul is speaking as if he knows one day he'll be with them again. And he's encouraging them in the faith. That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it is becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So what is Paul talking about here? Basically, he's praying Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, verse 21, 22, 23, 24, where Jesus is praying to the Father, Father, that they would be one. That they would be one, just like we're one. They would be united, just as we're united. You and me and you, them and me and them. You know, united, one, which we are united in Christ. So Paul is encouraging us in that unity to make that united stand, striving, always striving together in faith. What's the faith? Jesus Christ for righteousness, salvation, sozo, healing, wholeness, wellness, deliverance, rescue through Jesus Christ. Standing firm in the faith, Jesus Christ, our righteousness, faith in him has made us righteous. Faith in him has made us to become partakers, has qualified us to become partakers, to qualify in the inheritance. Faith in Jesus Christ, standing firm in the faith that because of Jesus Christ, we are blameless and we are holy and we are unblameable and we are unaccusable. Stand firm in that belief. This is what we're supposed to be encouraging each other with each and every day. Each and every day. You know, think about it. Think about how many times we ask someone how they're doing. They ask us how we're doing. How many times have we heard the reply, well, I'm hanging in there. Okay? I'm hanging in there. Or, I'm doing better than I deserve. Or, you know, I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Or, you know, I'm suffering right along with Jesus. You know, look at what Paul is talking about here. He's talking about bringing each other encouragement. Encouragement. What kind of encouragement? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, through him who loves us. That's the encouragement Paul's talking about here. Encourage one another in the faith that because of Jesus Christ, you're united with Jesus Christ by faith. By faith, you're a joint heir of all the promises. By faith, you're co-seated with him at the right hand of the Father. By faith, you're united to Christ. You're one with Christ. What he has, you has. Who he is, you are. What he can do, you can do. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead resides in you. We are more than conquerors. Circumstances don't dictate our victory. Circumstances don't dictate our joy. Circumstances don't dictate our positions of peace. We encourage one another in that. We encourage one another in the fact that, hey, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who is our strength. We are victors in all things through Jesus Christ who is our strength. For it's in him we live and move and have our being. This is how Paul lived his life. You know, first of all, if it wasn't possible, if it wasn't doable, if it wasn't achievable, if it wasn't attainable, it wouldn't be in His Word. So it is doable. It is attainable. It is possible to live victorious, to live as a conqueror, to live in peace, no matter what the circumstances. Circumstances don't dictate. Our inner character. What circumstances can do is reveal our inner character and our mindsets and belief systems. So he's encouraging them. When you talk, let your conversation be becoming of the gospel, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we talk to each other, we're supposed to encourage each other. We're supposed to exhort each other. We're supposed to uplift each other with words of the gospel, this glorious gospel. And gospel, the word that they used was not an often used word. And it basically meant too good to be true news. Not good news, but too good to be true news. We need to be conversing about this too good to be true news. Faith in Jesus Christ for righteousness, united with Him, believing in Him, salvation, sozo, healing, wholeness, wellness, deliverance, rescue, cometh the gospel of Christ. Always our striving is with one another in the faith, encouraging and uplifting. And that's what I endeavor to do. I endeavor to try with the Holy Spirit's leading and guiding to exhort you into coming into the understanding and the believing of your true self, of your true nature, of your true design, not the lie. You see, anything contrary to the true gospel, the true too good to be true news, which talks about your identity with Christ, the trueness of your new nature, the trueness of your new design, anything that's contrary to that is a lie. It's of the enemy. It's of the evil one. It stems from fallen mindsets and belief systems. So you see, a worm, you know, I fall short of glory, a sinner saved by grace, you know, that's fallen mindset mentality. New creation mentality, reality, is perfect, complete, blameless, holy, righteous, because of faith in Jesus Christ, the new creation. We're new creations. And so Paul is saying, this is what we need to be encouraging each other in every day. I remember talking to a brother in the Lord some time back in a church I was previously attending. And I tried to talk to him about his righteousness, the righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. I have to say, I didn't know all the verses that I know now today, but I knew enough of them. And I tried taking him through them. And I could see there was a point of light bulbs being turned on. The light switch was put up in the up position, and the light was about to be, you know, turned on. Come on. But before it happened, his brother said to me, "No, but I am a sinner." Almost got through. I pray that one day be able to get through to this brother. But you see, they've been fed with truths from the fallen mindset, fallen nature, the fallen man, fallen position, so much so that even now that they are in Christ and there's a new creation, they just can't allow their soul, their minds to become renewed to the new creation realities. So this is what Paul is saying. He's saying every day, encourage one another in these truths. Encourage one another in these facts. Listen, there's going to come a point in time when you're going to have to love people. You're going to have to love people, but you're going to have to disassociate yourself from certain people. Certain people are going to keep you in enslaved, encumbered, in old man mentality, in old man thinking, in old nature thinking, in old nature mentality. That's going to hold you down. That's going to keep you back. That's going to keep you from living out the fullness of your new creation realities, where Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. God life, life more abundantly. Where you're going to be able to become a partaker of the divine nature and have access. Take all that God has given you. All that God has blessed you with. So Paul is saying, be of one mind, strive together. Have your conversation be of that which is becoming of the gospel. This is what our talk should be about. This is what our talk should be of all the time, every day. New creations, new creation realities. Jesus Christ is the blueprint of your design. I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm not going to stop saying it. I'm not going to stop encouraging you in it. I'm not. You need someone on your side to be telling you what the truth is. And like I said, if you're being bombarded constantly with fallen mindset realities, fallen mindset thinking, fallen nature thinking, before Christ's truths, you need to seriously think about about making a decision to love them, but move on to where you can be in like-minded fellowship. Verse 28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. That's just another way of Paul of saying, don't worry about your adversaries. Don't worry about those who have different mindsets and belief systems. Because when you stand fast in your new creation realities, it will be a token of their perdition, of their destruction, of their fallenness, of their erroneous position. But for you, standing in the right position, standing in the truth of the gospel, it's going to result in the fullness of your salvation that has been given to you by God. Wow. For it has been given to you on behalf of Christ, the anointed one with the anointing, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. I want to talk about that verse because, again, that's verse 29. It's not translated correctly. I want to read it from the Mirror Bible. And this is what it says. Because of the grace that you are gifted with in Christ, whatever you might suffer on behalf of him can never distract from the faith knows to be true about you. I'll read that again. Because of the grace that you are gifted with in Christ, whatever you might suffer on behalf of him can never distract from what faith knows to be true about you. So what that is saying is, in this world, you will have tribulation. Sometimes it will come from well-meaning people. Sometimes it will come from friends. Sometimes it will come from family members. Suffering and being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Righteousness that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. Don't let it ever distract you from what your faith knows to be true through Jesus Christ and through God the Father. So we close out that chapter. And tomorrow morning, we'll start with chapter 2. It's Pastor Lenny saying, I love you. Hope you've been getting some good blessings from these studies. And remember, always remember, I love you very much.